The federal government is trying to stay on schedule with its plan to build nearly 400 miles of fence along the U.S.-Mexico border by the end of the year. One place it's running into problems is South Texas. Property owners there have been so resistant that some are refusing to allow federal surveyors onto their land. And that's prompted a big legal fight. A federal judge could rule on several of the cases this week. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Ben? Hilario Muñez calls out to a dozen scrawny goats in her backyard pen. The great-grandmother and her 84-year-old husband, Baldomero, have lived on this dusty bluff overlooking a bend in the Rio Grande for more than 30 years.
Con mucho trabajo nosotros hicimos esta casa, con mucho sacrificio.
It took a lot of hard work and sacrifice to build this house. We used to migrate for work every year to Michigan. One year, we were able to buy the blocks, then the cement, and then we were able to finally put on the roof. It took us 5 long years.
The couple no longer migrates. They live off a small pension and sales from their goats. Last December, a Border Patrol agent asked Muñiz to sign a paper allowing the government to survey his land for the border fence. Muñiz, who doesn't read or write, refused. The government then sued. The family sought help from rural legal aid lawyers.
The exact power they asked for is pretty broad.
Attorney Celestino Gallego says some 50 other landowners in the Rio Grande Valley have also been sued. Gallego says in each case, the government demands unlimited access for 6 months and was only willing to pay $100 for the inconvenience.
And that was across the board for every single landowner, no matter if you had 100 acres or if you had, in the case of the Muñiz family, like a third of an acre. It's the access to it and any kind of damage that could be caused is only worth $100.
Last week, a federal judge criticized what he called the government's poor negotiation skills. He's set to rule on several of the lawsuits as early as today. He's also dismissed one of the more controversial lawsuits against the University of Texas at Brownsville. Lawyers for both sides came up with an 11th-hour compromise that will allow federal surveyors on the campus. According to government blueprints, the proposed fence would cut off parts of the university, including the city's historical fort and the college golf course.
My name is Robert Lucio. You're in Brownsville, Texas, and beautiful Brownsville, Texas.
Lucio operates the college golf course, which snakes along the banks of the Rio Grande. From the driving range, you can see the tallest buildings across the border in Matamoros.
Golf got me my education, my degree in college, and has done everything for me that I could imagine. Now it's a source of my income and my business.
If the government builds the fence according to plans, it would entirely wall off Lucio's golf course. He says he recently spent $800,000 on renovations and doesn't think golfers will pass through a border checkpoint to play inside a walled fortress.
This whole situation with a border fence is just probably the worst thing that could have happened.
Many students feel the same way. Lucio is the school's golf instructor. April Martinez and Anthony Lopez both attend UTB on a golf scholarship.
Of course you want to stop illegal immigration or have processes to do so, but not with a fence. That seems sort of barbaric and ancient. Doesn't seem like a...
Un-American. You know, in between classes, I like to come and I'll have a putter in my car and I'll work on the short game for 30 minutes. And, you know, it might not be possible if something goes up in between us.
The federal levee system already runs between the river and many urban centers in the Rio Grande Valley. One idea is to build the border fence onto these existing levees. But the river is anything but straight, and the levees don't follow its natural curves and bends. At some points, the earthen levees are up to a mile away from the border. That means the fence could create a no-man's land, isolating large tracts, including sensitive environmental corridors.
We've never had anyone fall out of the canoes, but you know, you have to be prepared for the unexpected.
Michelle Bettis is a volunteer with one of the valley's birding centers that offer winter canoe trips to nature lovers.
We are not supposed to touch the opposite shore whatsoever. Do not go into Mexico for any reason. So if you fall out of the canoe, you want to try to stay with your canoe, preferably at the stern, and come over to the U.S. side.
Fortunately, no one fell out. My guide, Betty Perez, gave a canoe tour that's part nature excursion, part political briefing.
So if you look over here on the American side, you see a pretty high wall of trees and foliage, and this is the area where they want to put the wall. We call it wall down here.
The South Texas native says at 15 feet tall, the barrier is hardly a fence. She fears it will impede animals like the endangered ocelot from getting to the river's edge. Ampera says an all-terrain road that will be cut alongside the fence will destroy thousands of acres of habitat for migrating birds.
Like the gray hawk and the Muscovy ducks and the red-billed pigeon. And we call them million-dollar birds down here because ecotourism is huge in the Rio Grande Valley.
But illegal immigration is also huge in the Rio Grande Valley. For years, agents arrested more than 100,000 illegal crossers annually, although that number has dropped recently due to increased manpower and equipment. Border Patrol Chief Ron Vitello says the fence will be the best way to get people to stop crossing here in the valley.
We know that where we put these barriers up, it will change traffic patterns. It will increase our efficiency because generally folks will try to go around the infrastructure that's there. So over time, what will likely happen in the locations where we have fencing, people will stop crossing.
Vitello says he's listened to property owners' concerns and insists no construction plans have been finalized. But he says agents have thoroughly studied the Rio Grande Valley and answered his most important question.
If we had fence as part of the terrain here, would it assist us in doing our job? And the answer is yes. In all of the locations, I'm confident in the requirement that we've established. How that plays out and, you know, how we gain access to land, those kinds of things, I mean, those are always difficult.
It's been difficult for the Munoz family to live with such uncertainty about the fate of their home. Last week, they were reassured by the judge's comments urging the government to negotiate better with landowners. But the judge also made it clear that in the end, the government does have the authority to take private land. Hilario Munoz is resigned to that possibility, yet she jokes about a 15-foot wall going up on her property. If they build the wall, she says, it'll block out the sun. She'll have to start depending on an alarm clock to know when to get up. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
And you can take a canoe trip down the Rio Grande and travel on the last hand-drawn ferry in the American Southwest at npr.org.